Well, howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big feller. Are we at the age where it's rude to pull out a bottle of ibuprofen if you don't have enough to share?
Ooh, hey.
Me next. Me too. Next. Yeah. Sorry, I don't have enough for everybody.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is rude. Yes, right. Yeah. Clear Out West Radio Show. Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
That's right. Welcome to our outfit.
I think we're at the age where it's rude to do a lot of things.
But we do them anyway.
But we do them anyway. I want to be that old guy that my kids are afraid to take to town.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Actually, I think I am.
I think I'm there.
Yeah.
Dad, your mouth shut.
You can't say that. Right. All right. I hold in my hand a small gathering of oxymorons.
A
small gathering of oxymorons.
Well, do tell.
All right. You might have to listen and you might have to pay attention.
Pay attention.
All right.
Okay.
In attendance is a retired worker.
Okay. All right, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Also in attendance is a private citizen.
Private citizen.
Yeah.
Okay.
An unsung hero.
Okay.
Unsung hero.
He's
all right. You have to think about these.
Oh dear.
Yeah, these are some that you just anyway.
And you decided to use these on Clear Out West?
Right, absolutely. Cuz I know we have a very sophisticated listening audience.
Deep thinkers out there.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
A social outcast. Yeah, that's me.
Okay.
I'm not very social, and I am an outcast. Yeah, that's right. A cheerful pessimist.
Okay.
No.
Nah, no such thing.
A foreign national.
Foreign national.
That's an
oxymoron.
That is an oxymoron.
And it gets used all the time.
Yep. A relative stranger.
Okay. Got a few of those.
We do, actually.
Yeah.
We are relative strangers to most of our relatives. A militant pacifist.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Well, just stir me up, okay? I'll show you militant pacifist. A natural actor.
That's not me.
Mm-hmm. No. A known spy.
A known spy.
Right. Yeah, right.
How do you know?
How many of these do we have hanging around us? A resident alien.
Good question.
Yeah. What do they call them now? Undocumented? Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Never mind. We're not going to try and get political.
That's right.
Yet. An escaped prisoner.
He's still a prisoner.
Right.
Okay.
An assistant supervisor.
Okay, yeah.
Now, that is an oxymoron.
That one is.
I agree. This is probably us here. An adult child.
That applies.
I am the adult child of my parents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. A paid volunteer.
What?
I never understood that one.
No, paid volunteer.
There's no such thing.
No, that don't happen.
Right. A graduate student. Already graduated, but still a student.
Huh?
You're a graduate student. You're going to graduate school. All right.
That's always confused me.
Yeah, right. An uninvited guest.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. You're not a You're not invited, but you're a guest.
You're still a guest.
Hey, got a great show coming at us this week. Jill Jones and the Lone Star Corral is riding along with us. R.P. Smith has some poetry for us. We have Dave Alexander, Marty Robbins, Rich O'Brien. Let's start with Eli Barcy, shall we?
Let's.
Yeah, big hat, no kettle. Big hat, no cattle. Good stuff there from Eli Barcy. Hey, thanks for joining us this week.
Glad
you're riding along with us.
Yeah.
We're a couple of big fish in a small pond, right? Right.
Man.
So we had an article written about us.
You know, and he painted a pretty good picture.
You know, he did really good.
Yeah, he did us good.
Yeah, yeah. Jake did us, well, better than we deserved.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Jake Nichols that writes for the Cowboy State Daily. Cowboy State Daily, yeah. We got a lot of mail and got a lot of coverage, and it all goes back to our cousin. Or not our cousin, our nephew. Our nephew, Greg. Yeah. City kid.
City boy, yeah.
City kid, yeah. I'm standing there talking to someone who recognizes me. Greg is standing there next to me, and the fellow turns to him and says, "Hey, did you know that your uncle is famous?" And Greg, has no filter. You can tell he's related to us.
Well, and he calls it.
He calls it how it is. He says, well, in a very small circle. True.
Well, and you got to stop and think of how important you really think you are.
Right? Compared to how important you really are?
It's relative, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And I can't remember the singer-songwriter's name that said there's such a thing as unjustified self-esteem.
John Chandler. John Chandler talks about unjustified self-esteem.
You know, and I love that.
Isn't that a great statement? Yeah.
Yeah.
His story is he was singing up in Jackson, and they were at the top of a ski lift, and he started singing Amazing Grace, and just as he did, this big full moon rose up, and an eagle flew across the front of the moon, and he thought, man, I got the world on a string. Right. And after he mentioned it, and then after the performance, one of the attendees says, that's the first time I've ever heard an eagle go, caw. And that was his rendition of unjustified self-esteem.
You know, I find myself in that same
category.
You know, just about every day.
Oh man,
I think I'm somebody of importance, right? pretty soon, somebody knocks you back down.
If you think you're a man of some importance,
I like this.
Try bossing someone else's dog around.
Yeah.
We need to ditch out to a commercial, and when we come back, Rich O'Brien has some music for us. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a one-year, four-issue subscription to Range Magazine and this year's Real Buckaroo Calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.